Hi, this is Andy. Do you remember recently I was sharing with you how to handle the four most frequently asked questions we get, and also how I explained what a diagnostic test question was? It was a how much question. I don't know if you remember that, when somebody says, how much is it going to cost me? And remember, I don't get that question at all anymore. And if you use the inviting formula as I've taught you on these voicemails, then you won't get asked that question. There is another diagnostic statement, actually, that we sometimes get asked if we don't use the inviting formula. However, I don't get asked this one anymore because I use the inviting formula. It's actually a statement people make. I don't know if people have ever said this to you when you've tried making a prospecting phone call, but you ask to get together with them and they say, oh, I haven't got any time. Has that happened to you? Well, it used to happen to me a lot. And what I've discovered, it's one of two reasons that they say this. First of all, it's nothing to do with them not having any time. When they say it, it's code for, I don't really want to meet with you. And it could be for one of two reasons. Firstly, it could be exactly the same reason as we got the how much question. And that is that we have, in the way that we've approached them, we've made it feel like we're trying to sell them something. We've created a selling environment rather than creating a buying environment. You see, when we use the inviting formula, what we're doing is making our proposition sound attractive to them so they want to find out what it's about. So if you use the, look, I don't know if it's for you, obviously only you can decide that, but if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. If you use that phrase, then that will take away much of the risk of creating a selling environment. But even if we use that, we may well get the no time response. Why is that? Well, I think it's because we're doing one of two things wrong in the inviting formula. Either we are not fully going through the greet phase in the inviting formula. And remember, when we greet somebody, it's to get somebody to speak openly and straightforwardly with us, to get them focused on the conversation with us. So if you get that no time objection at all, reflect on what you've done and ask yourself, am I actually spending enough time getting this person focused on me? More likely, though, it's that we haven't used the qualifying question. More likely, we haven't made our business relevant to what they want. So what's important if we get the no time question is to ask ourselves which one of these reasons has caused us to get this no time objection. Is it because we created a selling environment? And if it was, that's fine because we all make mistakes. We just learn from it and we make sure we don't do it again. Or is it because we got the inviting formula wrong? Did we not go through the greet stage fully, or did we, more likely, not properly qualify what it is that they wanted? Did we not establish what our prospect wants or needs or, in fact, doesn't want? I'm going to talk a little bit more in later voicemails about how we can find out what somebody wants or needs if we don't know. But I hope that helps with not being asked the no time question.